starting a new perek. This perek, the next perek, also I think, I don't have it here, deal mostly with specific nedarim. And the klal is, and therefore most of this is irrelevant, that you go after Loshim B'nei Adam, of what at that time and that place people mean. But the Gemara, let's go where you don't know, there's no specific Loshim B'nei Adam, so then you go to Chumrah. Some hold that that's a Machlokas. There's Yerushalmi that holds, there's a Mandiomra holds that you don't go after Loshim B'nei Adam, but you go after Loshim HaPasuk or whatever. We don't hold like that. L'maisa, the Argemara holds that everybody holds you go after Loshim B'nei Adam, which we'll see in the Gemara. And however, where there is no specific Loshim B'nei Adam, then it could be that you follow a Pasuk that tells you what that word means. Okay. But the klal is Loshim B'nei Adam. If there's a Shaila, the Chumrah. If there's no Loshim B'nei Adam in that place or whatever, right, then it could be that you go after what the Pasuk says. Okay. We'll see when the Gemara, we'll see the examples. Hanodr min ha-mevushal. Person made a neder, I'm not going to eat mevushal. Mutter b'tzli uv'sholuk. So he's allowed to eat roasted things. And sholuk normally means overcooked. But here there's a mandiomer, there's a rishon who holds, the ran holds, that means undercooked. Because if somebody made a neder, he's not going to eat things that are cooked, so something overcooked is cooked already. So can't be excluding that. The other rishonim hold, no. Overcooked is not what people call cooked. Cooked is cooked. Overcooked is already not called mevushal. But in any case, but here it's talking about undercooked, and that's not included. So shaluk is either overcooked or undercooked, also not included in mevushal. Because Lashon B'nei Adam is not to refer to tzli as mevushal or shaluk as mevushal. Omer konim tavshil sheni toin. But he said, if he said, I'm answering tavshil, not mevushal, but tavshil, then also b'maisa k'deira, rach, then he's also anything that's eaten together with bread. That's called a tavshil. So if it's a maisa k'deira that's soft, that you usually eat bread with it, then you're also mutter ba'ava. But if it's a thick maisa k'deira, which you don't normally eat bread with, then it's mutter. Because that's not called a tavshil. Umutter b'beya tur muta, u'bedlas haramutza. And your mutter to eat a beitza tur muta, the Gemara will discuss what it is, but it's an egg you don't eat with bread. And the last, haramutza, which also is a pumpkin that you don't eat with bread. So it's not called a tavshil. So mevushal means something cooked, and it can be something you eat with bread, don't eat with bread, or whatever, but it's cooked, but not roasted, or over, or undercooked. And tavshil is something that you eat with bread. It, lechora, could be made anyway. It could be roasted also. But if it's loose, so you eat it with bread, then it's called a tavshil. If it's hard, not loose, right, thick, then you, and you don't eat it with bread, then it's not called a tavshil. Hanodr mi maisa kedera. If you made the neder, I'm not going to eat maisa kedera. Ain't also elevi maisa rischosa. Anything that you boil in a pot is called maisa kedera. Omar konim hayorid likedera. If you made the neder, I'm not eating anything that goes into a pot. Sheini toim osur b'cholat misbashul mikdera. Anything that's cooked in a pot, right, is osur. You meant it goes into a pot means it has to be cooked. Something that goes into a pot raw, you did nasur.
Okay.
Huh? So that doesn't make a difference. Fried, whatever. Anything that you cook in a, if you cook it in a pot and you fry it is also a pot. That's called a pot. Okay. Rashi. Another man of mevushal mutter b'tzli of a sholuk mevushal karoi sholuk mevushal yosur midai. Like we said, the Ran says again, if it's overcooked, it's already cooked. Right? Rashi held that no, that overcooked is not called cooked. That's a different reach, a different madreka. And the Ran says over here sholuk means undercooked. Konim tavshul she'eni toim kol tavshul b'mashma ma'isa k'deira rach she'esh barotav. Something that is that has gravy that you can eat with bread, avaloba ova kagon daisa, but not like a cereal or whatever that's thick, porridge, or that's thick that you don't eat with bread. Turmuta harmutza haramutza mafarish bigmara raschasa dover haroseach kagon rota v'chol de domila. Anything that you cook up in a pot, Hayorid b'teira, the mashum bein solon bein roseach, like osur b'cholam is bashlin bein raf bein other. Right, anything goes into the pot means anything cold or hot, right? Soft, hard. If it needs a pot to cook it, that's what's osur. Okay, so it depends what you said. What's osur? Tanya, Rabbi Yoshia osur v'afal pisha in ra'iladov. Rabbi Yoshia holds that it's osur tzli if you said min hamavushal. The afal pisha in ra'iladov or zecher ladov. Even there's no raya brura. But there's a zecher. Shenemar vayivashlu es haPesach bo'esh kemishpat. Pasuk in Divrei Hayomim that they cooked the Pesach in fire, and Pesach is not cooked; it's roasted. So you see that roasting is called cooked. Bishul, it's called cooked. They ask here, lechor is a pasuk in the Torah. V'u bishalta v'yachalta. Right? It says by the Korban Pesach, and the Gemara explains why it says v'u bishalta v'yachalta. Right. But you see that what's it called? That there also, that's called. So there's a lot of terutzim. I was thinking of a terutz, and I saw somebody taka says it. That over there, it's not clear that it's going on the Pesach. Because the Gemara darshan's the pasuk before, tzonu bakar, it's talking about the chagiga that comes along with the Korban Pesach. And the chagiga kaka to be mevushal. So there's no raya brew over there. It would be shout of the ochalta is going on the Korban Pesach itself. It could be going on the chagiga sarbasa, which comes along with the Pesach. But here it says beferish vayivashlu es haPesach bo'esh, so it's more clear that it's talking about the Korban Pesach, and that can't be cooked; that has to be roasted. Okay, so leima b'hakim iflgate. Let's say the machlokus between Rabbi Yoshia and the Tana of our Mishnah is the Rabbi Yoshia sover haloch achar lashon haTorah. Rabbi Yoshia says we go after how the Torah describes things. V'Tana dilon sover ben adorim haloch achar lashon ben yodam, and our Tana holds you go after lashon ben yodam. Mercy is low. Right? And again, in Yerushalmi, there is such a machlokas. But our Gemara says, no, there is no such machlokas. The kulei alma ben adorim holach achar lashon ben yodam. The rule, according to everybody, is you go after lashon ben yodam. Markiyasi, however, in the place of what's it called, of Rabbi Yoshia, they used to call tzli bushel. Right? It's cooked. Now, when they said cooked, they meant also roasted. Ba'asr tana dilon tzli korolot tzli mavushel korolavushel. In the place where our Tana lived, so they called tzli tzli and bishul bishul. They didn't call roasted things mevushal. But asad the Rabbi Yoshia filu tzli kari mevushal. Ay v'hakrok nesidla lemaisa. He brings a pasuk. Asmach the bialma. He's saying that you see from the pasuk that the pasuk supports what in our place they do, that they call tzli bishul, because the pasuk calls tzli bishul, but it's not because of the pasuk. It's because that was the usage in his place. Rashi, Yoshi also b'tzli of a shalat, the miskri nami b'vushal. He holds also these things are called also bishul. Halach achar loshem b'nei adam, the ain darkam likros l'tzli m'vushal. Normally you don't call tzli m'vushal. V'ham is, I'm going to give you, okay. Konim tavshil. So the Gemara says, what's it called? That, so he's osir b'maisa k'deira rachu mutter, right? So lechora he said tavshil, v'homi tavshil nader. What's the difference if it's thick or thin? They're both a tavshil. Why is tavshil only something thin and not thick? Omrabaya, hay tana kol midi de mesachul be rifta tavshil korele. In the place where this tana was, they only called a tavshil something you ate with bread, so it had to be soft. But if it was a hard thing, what's it called, mutzak? Right, more solid, then they didn't eat it with bread. V'atanya hanoda min atavshul, asur b'chol min atavshul, v'asur b'tzli uv'sholuk uv'mavushul, v'asur b'hitarios rakos, shacholin ochlin bohem pitan. Right, so you see, Enochanami, there's a brisa that supports this, that a person who made a nether from tavshul, so he's asur all kinds of tavshul, whether it's tzli, sholuk, mavushul, doesn't make a difference how you got it, it's the result, the tavshul. Right, if you said mevushal, so then the process is an ikur. But if you said tavshil, it's the result. But the result has to be something that you eat with bread. That's hitrios rakos, Rashi, v'atanya benichusa. There's a proof. Be hitrios rakos, bediluim rakos, shacholin ochlim ben piton. Hitrios are, what's it called? Pumpkins, gourds, squash. What's it called? Soft squash, which people eat with bread. Sick people eat with bread. So the verse says, Edi, v'ho Rabbi Yirmiyah cholash, Rabbi Yirmiyah was sick, al legabe ahu asya, and he went to a certain doctor, lasyuya, and he went to get healed. Chosek korah demochas, but they say he saw that he had squash in the house, shafke, so he left the house. V'nothak. Omar malach mosa islay b'ladein b'veisei v'ano eili asor, yosei. This guy keeps poison in his house, because he's got squash with poison, right? I could have written that. The, what's it called? The squash kugel or something. In any case, so he said squash is, what's it called? Like a poison, right? The doctor keeps poison in his house, not going to him. He has no idea of what the, what's it called? You know, physician, heal thyself. The, I really shouldn't have said that. That comes from the wrong source. The, you know, you can't, right? The doctor smokes. I'm not interested in being healed by the doctor. So the doctor is squash in his house. I'm interested. Smart says, Lokasha. Hoba rechiche hoba ashune. Right? It depends if the squash is hard or soft. See Rashi. Eini, mi ochlin ocholin mehen. Says that the squash, sick people eat it. It's good for sick people. Smart says, is that true? Right? It says, the chosakora de mechisa dolas munachasham shoya ochl mimena. He saw the doctor ate squash. He said, this doctor eats poison. I'm not going to rely on him to tell me what to eat or what to get better. So it depends. So if it's, what's it called, soft squash, it's good for sick people. Hard squash is not healthy. Rova bar ula omar ha bikra gufei ha bigadei dikra. It depends if you're eating the insides of the squash or the outside, the rim too. The rim is not healthy. But the inside of the squash, which is soft and which is eaten with bread, that's healthy for sick people. Domer of Yehuda, luliva de kora besilka, luliva de kisna bekutcha. So Rabbi Yehuda said that the inside of the squash, Rashi, tocho shel glas, yofel lechol im hatardin. It's good to eat with beets. Luliva de kisna, tochen shel zaroni pishton, the inside of flax seeds, yofin la'ochem bekutach. It's good to eat that together with kutach. The dover zeh asur la'omruf ne'ama'aretz. You shouldn't tell this to ne'ama'aretz, because if they find out that the flax seed is good to eat, they'll go up and rip up everybody's flax seed and be mazik people. So therefore, don't tell it to ne'ama'aretz. Rashi, dover zeh asur la'omruf ne'ama'aretz. Mishum de dover mu'ulahu l'refuah. Since it's good for refuah, that's one pshat, right? That you can't be mahana and I'm haaretz. Not allowed to tell him the things that will benefit him. The isti amri de lolech lutuva v'lifsnu kisna. They're going to eat a lot of it and go around ripping up people's flax. Okay. Rava omar man cholin rabbonin. Einachanami. Really, eating squash is not good for sick people. Not the inside, not the outside, not like we answered before. But here, cholin does not mean sick people. It means talmidei chachamim, who were weak because they learned Torah. They weren't actually sick. For them, squash was good, because they were actually healthy, but they were weak. For people who are actually sick, squash is not good. And Rava l'tamei, d'omar Rava, keman matzlinin al tzirei v'almeriei, keman k'rav Yosi. Who do we daven for daily? On tzirei, tzirei is real cholin. And Maria is Talmidei Chachamim, like Rabbi Yossi, who says that a person is judged every day. Midomer k'tzire Maria shma mino k'tzire k'tzire mamish. K'tzire means real sick people, and Maria means Rabbanon. Rashi, cholin Rabbanon she'oskin b'Torah ve'enam nehenem min ha'olam u'boim lidei cholin. They're weakened because they learn Torah and they don't eat too much, and the Torah itself is mateshes kocho shel adam. Matzlina naktzire rofe chole amo Yisrael. L'chora, if the person is judged only on Rosh Hashanah, what do we daven every day that people should get well? So, like Rabbi Yossi, Marie al pleita sofrehen. So we daven for cholim and al pleita sofrehen. That's Talmid Chachamim. But so who is that according? Rabbi Yossi. And you see that there's ktzire and Marie. So there's people who are not actually sick, but they're similar to sick people. For them, squash is good. Rabbanim, good to eat squash. Real sick people, it's not good to eat squash.